Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Inflation continued to cool ever so slightly in December, 0.1% to be exact, but consumer prices continued to hurt American wallets in December, rising to 6.5% year to year. The death toll from California storm systems rose to 18 Wednesday as the state's National Guard joined the search for a missing 5-year-old boy who was swept away in floodwaters. Football player DeMar is out of the hospital and at home. Tyler Kuehl reports.
Hamlin was admitted to the Buffalo General Medical Center on Monday after leaving the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. The Bills safety suffered cardiac arrest in a game against the Bengals on Monday Night Football last week. Doctors said Hamlin can be safely discharged to continue his rehabilitation at home and with the Bills. Teams around the league honored Hamlin this past weekend with moments of celebration and his number 3 being colored in the Bills' red at the 30-yard line on the fields. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
One lucky California resident won big in the latest Mega Millions drawing Tuesday night, but it was not the big money. According to KTLA, the winning ticket was sold in Hacienda Heights. The individual won $4 million by guessing 5 out of the 6 numbers correctly. Friday's Mega Millions jackpot is estimated at $1.35 billion.
You know, some airport beers, so it wasn't too bad.
A man found a way to calm himself at the Denver airport on Wednesday after the failure of a federal pilot alert system temporarily stranded travelers across the country. This is the second major transportation failure in recent weeks affecting airline travel. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
These kinds of disruptions should not happen, and my primary interest, now that we've gotten through the immediate disruptions of the morning, is understanding exactly how this was possible and exactly what steps are needed to make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Thanks for listening. This is USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
President Biden's top-secret document revelations has more questions than answers after more top-secret documents were discovered at a second location reported on Wednesday. Lawyers for collapsed cryptocurrency exchange FTX says it has recovered more than $5 billion worth of cash and crypto assets to help repay customers and investors. Attorney Andrew Dietrich also told the Delaware court they have found a significant amount of cryptocurrency that will be more difficult to sell without depressing the market price of those tokens. Some Californians may learn the hard way that regular homeowners insurance won't cover flood damage from recent storms.
Californians may be facing an uphill battle when they go to make claims on the damage to their property caused by the heavy rains, flooding, and mudslides. The Insurance Information Institute says a standard home or condo plan doesn't cover damage caused by a flood. A separate policy is needed for that. Mudslides and similar events also not found on insurance plans. Oddly, if a tree falls on your home, you're covered, but if it falls in your yard, you have to foot the bill for removal. I'm John Schaefer.
New details have been revealed following the sudden death of Eight is Enough child actor Adam Rich. Rich's body was found last week when his apartment manager came to do a welfare check. The 54-year-old actor's cause of death was unknown, but law enforcement told TMZ they think Rich's death could be an overdose. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And we thank you for joining in, being part of the solution, not adding to the problem. We've got enough problems to deal with right now, and we need to be focused on a vision for America, and that is to get back to first principles and get this country back on track. Wayne White is going to be joining us in just a moment. He is the author of Decline of America, a man who knows about America and the decline of our great nation. He spent a lifetime observing the treachery of communists around the world, and as a keynote speaker, spoken to conservative groups, and now has put his knowledge into a book, and he's here to talk about it. Wayne, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, Bill. Glad you're having me. Appreciate
Well, we appreciate all the hard work and the experience that you've had. I mean, you have been sounding the alarm for a number of years because we've seen this. It's been a slow creep in terms of the decline of America. It's just kind of been, this is what progressives do. They just keep progressing. And, you know, now it's undeniable. And okay, so now here it is. So what are we going to do about it? We're at this crossroads. Are we going to continue to move in the direction that is not good for us or the next generation, much less the world? Because we know that time and again, you know, America was blessed to be a blessing, and it really saved, you know, Western democracy and the Western world. And as America has been declining, so have those that have, you know, allied with us.
No question about it. I've often said in my speeches that no country on the face of the earth has given more of its treasure or spilled more of its blood to help other people than America. And we've forgotten that. And I don't know that we've forgotten it. It just isn't taught to the next generation. And I think it was Reagan that said it only takes one generation to lose a country.
Exactly.
And that's where we, you know,
Yeah, the
what
other
we do.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to say the other thing that participated in this is yes, there's been a an intentional dumbing down of the American people, no doubt about it. I mean, mediocrity is what I see that abounds time and again. The other thing, dangerously, is that you have leadership, the elites that have risen, that are more concerned about being served than serving. And this is contributing to this whole process as well.
No question about it. And I don't know if you've ever seen or read the 45 goals of communism. And part of the thing that upsets me is, especially I'm probably older than you, but, you know, we have a lot to take the blame for because we were warned for 70, 80 years of what was coming. I mean, you've got John F. Kennedy, who gave a speech on April 27, 1961, to the press corps, and he said, if you don't control censorship, 1961, you're going to end up with a dictatorship. And here we are today.
Exactly.
You've got my congressman, where I grew up here in Lake County, Florida, Sid Herlong, who introduced unanimously into the records of Congress the 45 goals of communism. So it isn't like we didn't know what was going on. We just kind of stuck our head in the sand and ignored it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you say, the warnings have come along, you know, from decades. I mean, you're halfway through the century and talking about, you know, JFK and what he had to say. Others before him, certainly, you know, Bishop Sheen had warned about this the turn of the century when, you know, basically progressives took over the educational system. I mean, that was a big tell. And we allowed them to take over, you know, our educational system and get their, you know, get their greedy hands on the public dole, you know, the public treasury, all through the auspices of public education, which seemed so benign from the get-go, but they took over public education with a goal in mind.
And a lot of people don't realize this. The National Educational Association, which is the largest educational association in the world, they're all over the world, mm-hmm. was founded in 1857 by a Marxist.
Right.
And you said something benign. One of my things that I talk about is they don't want to use the word communism because everybody relates to communism. Marxism, it's a philosophy. You don't relate to it because it's not a Marxist country in the world that calls itself Marxist. It's communist China, communist Russia, communist Cuba, communist Venezuela, and soon to be communist Brazil. So people can relate to the horrors in those countries. But the reason we are where we are is because communism has infiltrated the country since the 1900s,
mm-hmm.
and it's done it in small groups.
Right.
So you don't look at it as a massive organization, which it is, mm-hmm. because you've got all these thousands, literally, of little small groups that have benign names like Antifa or Black Lives Matter or a lot of others that I could name, including mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood,
right.
that all have one goal, and that is to destroy the country and put in what they believe is going to be a utopia, but there's no proof of that anywhere in the world. But, you know,
yeah.
propaganda works.
Well, Wayne, the other consistent value they hold to as is a, you know, a canceling of God. You know, they don't want God involved because God is in the way. And so this has been a progressive road to, you know, get God out of the picture. In fact, even recently in Egypt for the latest, you know, climate confab that was had there. I mean, they just came out and just said, here it is. Here's your new God. And it's the God of science. And they even proclaimed their own version of the Ten Commandments, Wayne. I mean, so it's like, okay, this is at the base of communism, all the isms is that here's the big exchange. Forget about God who created the heavens and the earth, declared man and woman, who told us to be fruitful and multiply, and all these great things and blessings that, you know, that he had designed for his creation. No, it's these elites, these self-serving elites that have you believing in some sort of utopia that you would think in the thousands of years of human history, if it was so good, they would have figured it out by now. And when you compare their philosophy and what they've done versus Judeo-Christian principles, it's not even in the same ballpark. I mean, there is a clear contrast and people need to wake up to that reality, because that is the very basis of their movement, is that, you know, they're offering, you know, a God that will let them do as they darn well please.
I call them the Bernie Madoff of ideology. They're promising things they can't deliver.
Exactly.
You know, their philosophy is that the state is the God, and the rest of us work for the state, and who runs the state and who gets rich. But let me bring up another interesting.
We got about 40. We got about 45 seconds left. We'll pick it up on the other side. But go ahead, and we'll go ahead.
Well, it's very simple. Obviously, China's the best educated people in the world. America's probably some of the worst educated. Why is it that communism has to steal ideology from the worst educated people? It's
yes.
the system.
Yes. Exactly. Wayne White is with us. He's the author of the book, The Decline of America. He's also a keynote speaker And he's been sounding the alarm, ladies and gentlemen, about the decline of America. And here we are. If not now, then when? And if not now, is it too late? Stay with us. We've got more from Wayne after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Wayne White, the author of Decline America, continues with us. Wayne had mentioned the 45, communist goals. And this was actually read into the congressional record back in 1963. And, of course, these goals were gleaned from the testimony given to Congress by scholars and from writings of current or former communists. Now, understand that socialism is seen as the bridge between capitalism and communism. So you say, well, what is the difference between socialism and communism, Wayne? Explain to our audience.
Well, let's start with Marx and the difference between communism and Marxism. Marx was a philosopher, and he believed that the way it would work in his philosophy was you would have capitalism, which would turn into socialism, which would turn into communism. So it's really just a progression of going from one to the other. But let me, if you don't mind, I'd like to just read three of the goals, and then we'll get back to this. Number 13 is do away with the loyalty oath, which has been done away with pretty much in Congress, and that means loyalty to God. Another one is capture one or both. That's number 15, capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. 17 is the one that everybody's jumping around about now, but we go back to 1963 in the book that this came from was in 1958. Get control of schools, use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. And that's what's happening. But, you know, they're interchangeable. When the communists use the word socialism, it's basically the same thing. It's just nobody wants to talk about communism. They can't say communism. It's their Achilles heel because people can relate to that.
Right. So Marxism leads to socialism that leads to communism. Those are the, you know, the three benchmarks that take you down the road and ultimately find you, as Klaus Schwab would say, owning nothing and liking it.
Exactly. And another one of my pet peeves is these people who say the one percenters, they're so bad. And they say it as if it was capitalism. But in my book, I point out one percenters have been around since the caveman.
Right.
And if you look, there are 100 billionaires in the Chinese communist equivalent to Congress. 100 billionaires. And while this is interesting, when I was doing a research in my book, I Googled the average wage earner in 1950 in Cuba, and it was $32 a month. The average wage earner in 2019 was $22. We visited Cuba twice and can attest to that from testimony of many people we dealt with while we were in Cuba. Mm-hmm. I Googled it the other day. The average last year was over $1,000. All of a sudden, it just shot up. That's ridiculous. So you can't trust what you get off of Google or the internet for your history. Sometimes you got to go back to a library book that's older.
Yeah, but what about the oligarchs? What's their income? They're even in Cuba. Did you get that?
You know, Castro starved his people, and if you want to see something interesting, Google the dock in Havana in 1950, and Google it say in 2020 or whatever. It's a wreck. And the country's a wreck, and he died a billionaire. His brother, when the last time I checked, was only worth $900 million, but he's probably a billionaire today. So they're the ones that make money. I mean, do you know who is claimed to be one of the richest, if not many think the richest person in the country or in the world? How about Putin? And he didn't create anything. He jailed the guy that started their oil business, which made him rich. And he is considered to be one of the richest people, worth hundreds of billions of dollars, and he never created anything. Oh, he might have created a better way to torture people, but I don't think that's a good commodity.
Well, no, not at all. It's not serving the masses, certainly. That's the case. Yeah, the other difference between socialism and communism is what they say, the method of takeover. You know, socialism believes that it can centralize all control of the individual, land, and industry by peaceful but gradual, listen to this, legislation, whereas communism seeks a violent and final confrontation to eliminate all dissension to achieve its utopian goal of a stateless and classless society. But, you know, all that being laid out, you know, like Wayne says, you still have people at the top. This is the thing that's so ridiculous. You talk about everything being equal. Well, no, it's just like Black Lives Matter. Here they do all this in the name of social justice and whatever, and they get people to contribute, and you have the leadership buying multi-million dollar homes all over the place. So, you know, that is the nature of these utopian ideas time and again. And this is historical fact. We're not talking theoretical here, are we, Wayne?
No, and like you said, the difference between Marxism and communism, Marx wanted the slow progression he thought was natural. Lenin says, no, I'm not. Wait, we got to do this with a revolution. And that's communism.
Yes.
And once they gain control, you don't get it back.
And of course, what happens along the way, oh yeah, by the way, the human carnage is unbelievable. In the 20th century alone, we're talking over 100 million people dying at the hands of these isms, whether it's communism, but primarily communism, I mean, and fascism and that. They all contributed to the human carnage and devastation. And you think that we would have learned enough by then, but I guess, you know, pain and suffering is soon forgotten, all with this hope and ideal that if we just spent a little bit more money, if we gave them just a little bit more time, then maybe this utopia would happen, right?
Well, yeah, but the only way, number one, you make people equal is to go down to the lowest denominator.
Right.
You're not going to make a lazy person work harder, but you can make a hard worker work less if he's not getting rewarded. The last that I checked, and this has been years ago, so the number's higher, communism alone, not fascism or even the Islamic revolutions that they do, has killed over 110 million people. And by the way, the Democratic Party has backed most communist takeovers. They didn't back Chiang Kai-shek, who went to Thailand or Taiwan and made it what it is today. They backed Mao, who, when he took over, killed 50 million Chinese.
Yes.
Just 50 million by himself. I mean, not by himself, but his regime.
Right.
50 million people.
Yeah, and the other thing, Wayne, as you mentioned, one of the goals of the Communist Party is to take over one, if not both, political parties. And clearly, right now, when you look at the Democratic Party, there has been a communist takeover. Trevor Loudon has reported on this extensively, that there are at least 100 card-carrying, you know, they say democratic socialists, but they're communists, that are elected officials within our governments. No wonder our democratic republic is compromised and we're not getting what we've paid for.
No, absolutely not. But, you know, when they really came out of the woodwork, and I mean, I don't remember up until about 10 years ago anybody in government admitting openly that they're communist, and yet you have the head of the FBI, the head of NSA, and many others that actually said we're communist or we voted for a communist. But it all happened after we elected, and this may shock some of your people, but I documented in my book, the first communist president was Obama. You can't find anybody in that man's background that he has known for any length of time that isn't a card-carrying, avowed communist. And that includes his mentor, who mentored him from the time that he was 10 or 12 years old all the way through college.
Well, again, these are one of the things that Trevor Loudon, who's been on the show many times with us, Wayne, has documented quite clearly. Barack Obama was one of the least vetted presidential candidates in the history of the modern era. And it's no wonder, you know, and this is what happens. They become human Trojan horses, in a, you know, so to speak. And with all his charm and, you know, his popularity, this is what he's done. He's led us down that road further, which is not about, you know, the traditional American freedoms that you and I grew up with.
Absolutely not.
Wayne,
the government, quite frankly.
Wayne White, thank you for being with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA News Update. Inflation continued to cool ever so slightly in December, 0.1% to be exact. But consumer prices continued to hurt American wallets in December, rising to 6.5% year to year.
It was ridiculous. I got some, you know, some airport beers, so it wasn't too bad.
A man found a way to calm himself at the Denver airport after a failure of a federal pilot alert system Wednesday temporarily stranded travelers across the country. This is the second major transportation failure in recent weeks affecting airline travel. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg
is understanding exactly how this was possible and exactly what steps are needed to make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Lawyers for collapsed cryptocurrency exchange FTX says it has recovered more than $5 billion worth of cash and crypto assets to help repay customers and investors. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Okay, go ahead, right off the bat. All right, okay. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. A program that we had set up originally, I guess there's been a little bit of a misunderstanding. So Tom Thompson, we're going to have on back later, you know, to talk about, you know, a special day, you know, which is incredible, Tom Thompson Day. This is in Texas. They're celebrating the NCAA record holder on the annual Tom Thompson Appreciation Day. Tom, who's been on with us many times, is just an incredible individual. And he's an encouragement, you know, to all of us who have enjoyed life and maybe heading into the final chapters of our life. But Tom has proven to us that it ain't over. It ain't over till it's over. And, you know, here he was at 61 years old, became an NCAA record holder. He's an author, a motivational speaker, a respected fitness researcher, Taekwondo grandmaster, and being recognized for amazing achievements in college football. I mean, it's just an incredible feat. And so I look forward again to, you know, connecting with Tom, you know, to tell his story and to serve as, you know, as an encouragement, you know, for, you know, for all of us, because, you know, sometimes, you know, you think, okay, well, I've lived enough life and I'm, you know, into the final chapter of my life and, you know, what should happen? Because I know I had this conversation with my father, you know, before he passed many years ago, and it was, hey, Dad, you know, you're still breathing. And there's still something to do. You know, God says, be fruitful, multiply, and you continue to fight the good fight of faith. And even if it comes down to, hey, all you can do is you feel like, well, all I got time for is that, you know, reading the Word of God or praying. And, you know, why not? I mean, let's go out fighting and, you know, keep that motivation going. And that's my encouragement sometimes, because you get to that point, you're saying, hey, look, all I've got left in me is my communication with God himself. Well, let's do some damage to the devil and, you know, go out, you know, with your head held up high and, you know, and to be able to look, you know, back on your life that's well lived. My prayer would be for all of us that we would have a well lived life, that we would leave a legacy for the next generation. And by that, I'm not saying that, you know, we're all perfect and everything is going to be, you know, hunky dory, you know, as we look back upon our lives. We're going to see mistakes. And one of the things that I see about mistakes is that, you know, what kind of mitigates a mistake is what we learn from it. Right? If you make a mistake, and we're all subject to that, and some could say, well, if we've sinned, this is why confession is so key. It says that the Bible says that we should confess our sins one to another, that we would pray for each other, and that we would be healed. I mean, because sin is that disease that, you know, that causes disruption psychologically. It can, you know, cause disruption physically, mentally, you know, right on down the line. But, you know, we go to God and we lay it out, and, you know, time and again, you know, for those of us who have experienced the liberty and being released, you know, from the chains of sin, you know, we can speak to that testimony and say, yes, that's exactly what happens. And this is why I confess often. I ask God for forgiveness often, and I try to, you know, forgive as well. You know, it's, you know, as in the Lord's Prayer, it says, you know, forgive us our debts as we forgive others, you know, and it comes with that warning that, you know, lest we, you know, forgive and forget what others have done to us, then, you know, that will put a kink and mess up things in terms of our relationship with God. And that's, you know, that's most important that we do that. Now, I've got a segment here that I wanted to play for you. And this is from Mother Teresa. This is something that I wanted to play for a long time. This was a speech, a segment from a speech that she gave when she won the Nobel Peace Prize. And if you remember, she didn't want it. You know, when we interviewed David Nagiri on that documentary of Mother Teresa, she didn't want the Nobel Peace Prize. She just didn't, you know, she's such a humble woman, she just didn't want the accolades. And it was the Pope himself, who they became good friends, said, look, you have to do this. You have to accept it. It's not for you, but it's to bring awareness for the cause of what it is that you stand for in serving the poorest of the poor. And, Brad, do we have that up now? Can we play that? Okay, we're going to hit play this. Listen to what she had to say. Go ahead.
Let us all together thank God for this beautiful occasion where we can all together proclaim the joy of spreading peace, the joy of loving one another, and the joy acknowledging that the poorest of the poor are our brothers and sisters. And let us all join in that one prayer. God, give us courage to protect the unborn child. For the child is the greatest gift of God to a family, to a nation, and to the whole world. God bless you.
I'll tell you, her words were a bit disturbing at that time, you know, when she received the Nobel Peace Prize, because you had that movement of people, you know, supporting, you know, abortion. And here, in a very loving way, in a respectful way, she calls it out and says that, you know, we need to respect life because it is ordained and comes from God himself. This is what people have forgotten in the process of, as we were talking earlier with Wayne White, is that we've become so selfish and we're so self-interested that we miss out on the blessings and the opportunities that come our way. And a child coming into the world is uniquely precious.
and sanctified. And here you are stepping on something that God has declared to be special and to be protected. And for our own selfishness, this is what happens when you turn your back on God. And, you know, I know that people every day are coming to that realization and saying, wow, what have I done? And I want you to know that we serve a God who understands and forgives us. I mean, if he didn't understand this, why would he send Jesus, you know, to get us out of this mess? And this is something that even though, you know, Jesus' death was 2,000 years ago, it's still applicable today, that this free gift from God. And this is why it is so important, because it is God's own investment with his own son into humanity to save us. And so we have a choice. We can either accept God's solution or try and do it on our own. And thus is where we are right now, not only in America, but around the world. It's that same, you know, dichotomous crossroads that we find ourselves. Are we going to do it my way, or are we going to do it God's way? And as he said to Cain in that momentous meeting, where he told Cain after his sacrifice was not accepted, he broke it down for all of us. And it's a warning that screams out through the millennia. He tells Cain, he says, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And that right is not, you know, a very colloquial, loose sort of thing of what right is. You know, it's like, you know, when people talk to Jesus about good, you know, about being good. He says, well, the only person that is good is your Father in heaven. You know, but it is such an overused term in the colloquial language that we miss the significance of it. Just like we miss the significance of doing right, that which is right, that which is righteous, that which is representative of a holy God who controls it all and created all. I mean, forget about what these climate scientists would want you to believe. God is totally in control. He created it from the foundation all the way through. And, you know, climate change is of their own manufacturing, not from God.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? While the culture and ruling elites are dumbing us down, it's the mission of Bill Martinez Live to provoke and challenge all of us to think, live, and be more intelligent. In turn, that arms us with the ability to easily engage others in intelligent, reasoned debate. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of BML Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Your gift of any size matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. And thank you. BillMartinezShow.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. You know, for those parents and those of us that have teenagers, wow, I mean, you know, you thought you knew fear before until all of a sudden you have a teenager that you're dealing with in the modern era and all the options that they have available to them. I used to say that, you know, when I was growing up, we had limited options compared to today. And by that, I mean the choices that these kids, it's like a tsunami of, some cases you can say opportunity, but in other cases you can say some pretty scary choices that they are confronted with, that their peers are putting upon them, the media, social media, just go on down. I mean, it is a pernicious environment that our teens are in. And Focus on the Family has a brand new curriculum that's going to help us parents navigate these scary teen years successfully. Are you ready for it? Well, Dr. Danny Huerta joins us now. Danny, a Happy New Year. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Happy New Year, Bill. Thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
Heaven help us, Danny. Heaven help us. I mean, Lord have mercy. You know, as I was saying, I mean, the options that these kids have, I mean, it is scary compared to when you and I were growing up.
It is. Well, yeah, and you said it correctly. I mean, you just walk down any of the grocery aisles, and as parents, you're faced with a ton of decisions right there. And estimates are that we face close to 35 to 50,000 decisions in a day, and our thoughts are really racing and trying to make good, sound, wise decisions. And it takes us as parents helping kids learn how to enter those intersections with wisdom, because they're going to have all kinds of intersections where they don't know if they should turn left, right, go straight. And that's metaphorically in life, where you're with some friends and or your child is with some friends and trying to figure out what would be the best decision, the right decision, because it feels like I want to do this one. Mm-hmm. So all my friends are making that decision. It may not be the best one. And then with social media, the internet, all kinds of advertising coming their way, it is really a blitz on their decision making.
Exactly. And what they're exposed to, because the fact of the matter is that we're all subject to temptation, Danny.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. I got to tell you, I mean, here at my age as a senior, the stuff that, you know, I open up my phone and I'm bombarded. I mean, in the old days, and I say the old days, not that many decades ago, they were offering Russian women, and then it's Chinese women. And now the stuff that pops up that I don't even know how to filter it anymore. I can't unsubscribe fast enough, but the stuff keeps creeping in, and I'm thinking, this is happening to me. What about these kids and the lure? I mean, you know, because now we get back to the situation of what St. Paul said. you know, things I don't want to do, do, or things I do, I don't. You know, kind of, we have that constant conflict, and we're dealing with enough temptation already. And then in the hands of our teenagers is this powerful instrument that they're bombarded with, these solicitations that come in. And, you know, here it is. I mean, we've got sex trafficking, you know, teenage abduction, all this stuff that's running rampant. And it's not getting any easier, Danny. It's getting more pernicious and more dangerous.
That's correct. And it's not only the sexual components, the lure of that, but the lure of power through the video gaming industry. There's this lure of becoming powerful, even if you're not that strong, and you can become powerful in a whole nother universe and, mm-hmm. and gain respect. And then there's a lure of buying things endlessly and very easily. Purchasing things, and the list goes on and on. It's not mm-hmm. just with sexuality, but sexuality is such a huge, huge lure for teenage boys and girls. And right now, the mm-hmm. confusion that's there around gender, around what the true definition of healthy sexuality is rampant. And it's really causing issues for teens as they're going into adulthood and trying to be in a marriage, a healthy marriage relationship, or even just a healthy relationship with other people. And so we designed Launch Into the Teen Years to be the preteen conversation. So parents talking with their preteens, preparing them for the onslaught that's coming and opening up intentional conversations with their preteen as they enter the teen years, because they're going to need to be all in as parents,
exactly,
in creating the invitations of conversation, because they're not going to come naturally. You're going to say, "How's your day?" "Oh, it's fine."
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, right? And as parents, learning how to start off the conversation, "Hey, what was the most frustrating thing today? When did you feel lonely today? Mm-hmm. You seem different today to me. What's going on emotionally? Let me into those thought bubbles that are going on and blitzing you in your mind." And then being able to put boundaries and limits on the phone and bringing truth about who they are in Christ, and then having difficult conversations around belief. But the big one is starting the conversation around sexuality, or about sexuality, the male-female difference, mm-hmm. what's happening in the body, the beauty and sacredness of sexuality, all takes place in that 8 to 12-year range and continues onward, and you can begin it before then. So this is for all parents, not just parents of teens.
Exactly.
There's a continuum. So, yeah, this resource is for parents to be able to get away for a weekend or on multiple weekends, go through the resource, start off the conversation. It may feel uncomfortable initially, but we've made it fun. We've set the table for you to begin this conversation on some very important topics, from friendships, identity, all the way to the talk on sexuality. And then from there, it's the beginning for you as a parent. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well, you say that this is just like a weekend seminar. You say set aside a weekend in order to look at this video series.
Yeah, it's for some parents. So we've had over 2,500 parents go through it and then give us feedback.
Mm.
And the way that they like to do it is many of them like to consume it multiple weekends. They just took a session at a time and went for a couple hours on a weekend, made it real special.
Mm-hmm.
All in attention time on that weekend. Some of them went for a full weekend and made it just an outing with that specific child, and learned what the child would be the most beneficial for that child, where they would like to go. Some of them did it right in their house and carved out time together. Some went to restaurants on multiple occasions, but there are six sessions mm-hmm. that you go through. Be creative as a parent. Each of your children will be different, and you just need to really know who they are, what they love to do, how they would connect with you. Some kids love to have something to draw on while they're listening to you. Some want to be on a walk. Some want to be moving. And then some just can sit there and have conversation. Be patient with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to feel a bit uncomfortable for your kids. But you as a parent, you get to be the teacher. What an amazing invitation for you to be the primary teacher in this. And if you don't do it, the world will do it for you.
Well, yeah, without a doubt. And you leave your child unprotected, because what we're talking about is inevitable. There's no way to avoid this. The teen years are coming. They come fast and hard, and especially in light of this culture and all that they're dealing with. And, you know, Danny, as you say, you know, these kids are being, you know, bombarded with this information, and it will be a little bit of a challenge, because if you haven't had this opportunity to do this before, this is new, it's fresh, it could be a little awkward, but have faith in this, because without it, you know, what's the alternative, right? What else do you got to do?
Yeah, and as parents, know that this is transformational for you. It'll cause you to think about your own sexuality, your own development, what you would have needed and wanted from your parents, and now you get to do it for your kids. Mm-hmm. And you get to set them up for success, to have healthy relationships, and it's not going to be perfect. I don't think I've ever seen anybody go through any type of conversations with teenagers in a perfect way. And so this is about being relational, being present, listening first, and then bringing truth and seeking God's wisdom, praying along the way, making sure you're ready for the questions. And then you're going to have questions in the car. You're going to have moments of disagreement, moments where your teenager is going to challenge you. It doesn't mean you've failed. Mm-hmm. That means that you're having relationship with your teenager, and it's so important that you lean in with patience,
exactly,
with humility and with love. And just know that there is a true war for your child's mind and soul.
Yes.
And you get to enter into that with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about safety in our homes and putting locks on our doors and on the cars, having safe cars. This is the most important thing you can do. And it's part of the safety plan of creating a spiritual world, a biblical worldview.
Exactly.
On sexuality, because that's the core identity, where we get to be children of God. That's where it begins, as male, female, as children of Christ, and that's where it all begins. And then we get to give ourselves as a gift, just like mm-hmm. Jesus did to someone else, if we decide to enter into marriage union.
Exactly. And as you say, I appreciate your words here, Danny, is that, you know, we need to learn how to embrace the conflict. Conflict is okay. I mean, if you have conflict, it demonstrates an interest by both parties to arrive at a satisfactory conclusion, right? I think, anyway.
Yeah, and really, it sometimes depends on the personality. If you have a very strong-willed teen, lean in, be patient, loving, calm, and just know that trust over time. As your child, as your teenager is trying to navigate having their own opinion, having pressures of belonging and a sense of worth and competence with their friends, and then trying to listen to you, there's a conflict happening inside of them. Come in with grace and compassion towards that.
Right.
Know that if you're patient with that and you're listening carefully, your teen will respect that, will grow in trust, and will listen over time and refer back to what you've told them.
And don't lose sight of the goal. What's the objective here, Danny? 20 seconds left. Go ahead.
Yeah, the objective is to lead them towards a thriving faith in Christ, where they truly know their purpose and their worth in Christ and pursue God with all they've got.
Well, he's the Vice President of Parenting and Youth Department at Focus on the Family, author of 7 Traits of Effective Parenting. Danny Huerta has been with us. Dr. Danny Huerta, as always, Happy New Year to you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase.